I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. I had the privilege of sharing my gift with Lauren. You know, you guys hear me talk about all the time where, you know, timing is everything. And I literally said to Lauren before the reading started that, you know, sometimes people aren't ready for a reading. And sometimes our anger, our grief, sadness, whatever it is that holds us back, sometimes from actually seeing the messages from our loved ones, and more importantly, from healing. Lauren's son quickly reminded me also that, you know, we always have to look at things differently. However you want to say it, we need to look at the other side of the coin through a different lens. At the end of the day, Lauren lost her 10-year-old son. And the way he channeled and validated that his soul was safe and at peace with God in such a unique way is absolutely incredible. I hope you all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Well, I always say things happen for a reason, right? Things happen exactly when they're supposed to. What I find a lot of people through my podcast that I don't know how you became a guest on the podcast, but like a lot of people say, I just called and left a message. I never thought in a million years that you would call me. I was calling and saying to myself, you know what? I'm going to call and leave a message. No one will probably ever call me back.
Yeah.
And here we are. So I think that's one of the things that I love the most is that I think sometimes, especially when we lose a loved one, we feel as if all things have lost at times. How am I ever going to, my life is ever going to be the same? And we have all of these doubts and all these negative emotions start flooding all of our grief, and it just snowballs out of control sometimes. And, you know, to me, I always say, I don't know who you lost yet, but whoever they are, they must have really worked really hard to see that you really needed this gift from them.
So I've followed you for a really long, long time. And when...
Don't say anything.
Okay. Well, when it happened, I even said, like, if anything, if I can get in touch with Teresa, like, I will know that you have something to do with it. Seriously, from like the day of.
And here it is. I just got chills throughout my body. And I'm just saying, we're just having a casual conversation right now. I didn't even give my speech. We're just having a conversation from the second I popped up on the screen. Literally, you just look like you were going to pass out, like you couldn't believe that it really was me. And here it is already, your loved ones validating that they hear you, that they are still with you, just in a different way. And I think that's one of the hardest things that I have to do as a medium is say that to people at times, because I know that the only thing sometimes that you feel that'll take away your grief and your pain is to give you your loved one back. And if they can still be with me in this way, then why couldn't they still be with me? Like, why does it have to be this way? I don't have those answers. I don't think anybody does. And I don't think nobody ever will. It's just life. And it sucks and it's not fair. And I think that is one of the things that I love about what I do, to give spirit that chance and opportunity to deliver messages of peace and hope. And I hope that you will find some of that today during our session.
Me too. I know I will. I do already.
So where are you from anyway?
Aurora, Colorado.
Very nice.
Yeah, just outside of Denver.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I think I was just recently there.
You were. Yeah, downtown at the Paramount.
Oh, okay. So I usually don't ask people this, but so what did you take anything away from that experience? Obviously, you didn't get read or you wouldn't be on Hey Spirit, but did you take away anything from that? Because I don't think people realize, especially when I go to like a large venue and things like that, if they get, you know, I always say it's about the experience. And even though you might not personally get read, you do walk away feeling some type of peace.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like the ones that you know, are drawn to that day probably need it the most.
Yeah. And that's hard to say. Like, I feel like no matter who we lose or how they die, young or old, we all need or deserve the gift of healing.
It's very nice to see you. It was great. That was I went to the one 2 years before that when you were here too.
I you know, it's so odd because sometimes I hear things and I just heard, I was like, well, that's my mom. She's always worrying about everyone else. She always puts her feeling and even through her grief, she puts other people's grief before her own. So I don't know, but I'm going to. So I didn't even start. But from what I heard, did you lose a child?
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't even give you my speech. We didn't even get started. My wish for you is that you receive the messages that will give you the comfort and peace in knowing that even though you have lost your most precious gift, that the soul is still with you, loving, guiding, and protecting you from the other side. I think already your loved ones have validated that their presence is here. And more importantly, validating that this is about healing, not about anything else.
Right.
Is there somebody in the house with you?
My husband is here.
I just heard, where's my dad? I go, I don't know.
So, I mean, he was going to sit here with me, but I think he got a little nervous.
Oh, okay. Listen, connecting with a medium is not for everyone. My wish is really that you believe in yourself and more importantly in an afterlife and to know that all that you have that connection with your departed loved ones and the things that you sense and feel are real. I say they're little hellos from heaven. Like it's not our imagination and they're things that only you would be able to connect with. How do you connect with the number 4? So I don't know if he's gone 4 years or the month of April or the 4th of a month.
April was his birthday.
I use little things like that also to validate the soul's presence. Of also, again, when I start to communicate, I just want them to validate certain things. Your son, I find him interesting because like he's not channeling the typical way that like spirit usually goes. Like usually it's like, okay, they want to, he's like, could I talk about how they celebrated my birthday? And I'm like, oh, they did? He goes, oh yeah. He goes, they had a party and everything for my birthday. Is that correct?
We did. Yeah.
So validating that your son's soul attended that celebration, even though he physically wasn't here, his soul attended that party in spirit, that celebration of life in spirit. He also just showed me that you have the pictures to prove that. Your son just told me that he was the miracle baby.
I mean, we call him that, but nothing.
Oh, you call,
I mean,
you refer to him as that?
Well, just our angel, but we didn't have like problems conceiving or anything.
But you consider him like your miracle child, like whatever it is. It doesn't mean problems conceive. Like some people just refer to that as like it was a miracle that we had this opportunity and blessing to be their parent.
I mean, always. Yeah.
There's something. Yeah. He just showed it to me again. So a lot of times when spirit shows me a symbol of like for instance, this miracle baby and you're like, well, we didn't have problems conceiving. And I'm trying to explain like it could be other things. He showed it to me again. So it means that there's other meanings to it. So don't be surprised. He just showed me like a card or something that said miracle. So don't be surprised if you start seeing things with the word miracle in it. That's the only way that I can interpret this, because he keeps showing me flashes of things, and then it's a miracle, and then there's a star, and then miracle, and then I see a rainbow. So he's like, show me like all these things. So I'm going to interpret it as signs from him. He also just told me, did something just happen either with you or your husband where someone had a dream, or you felt like you had like some type of visitation, or you thought you saw him, but I feel like it was very recent.
But it was probably my husband. I rarely have had dreams with him.
Okay. No, don't be surprised after this if you start.
I would love that. I ask for it every night.
I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. He just made me feel like that someone had a dream or someone had the visitation.
My husband has, absolutely.
So know that this does not mean that your son loves dad more. What it is just the way that the souls connect. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm going to say this. Have you had moments where you've just awoken and like gasped, or you felt a presence in the room?
Always. I wake up looking for him probably every night.
But you feel that there's someone in the room.
Yes.
Know that that's him.
Okay.
Because he showed me something interesting. This isn't something that I typically see. He literally showed me you sleeping, and I can see his energy, like him, the soul, like coming in for the visitation. And it's almost like you feel it, you sense it, you wake up.
Yeah.
So it's almost that you're feeling and sensing him, but you're not able to quote unquote see it.
Right.
So know that even sometimes the feeling, know that that is him. So you are having the visitations.
Yeah.
But we're just so anxious.
All the time. I think I just want it to happen every second that maybe I'm looking past it. Mm-hmm.
And
or looking too hard for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, Lauren, I don't think I've ever said that to someone before.
I just want it so bad.
But listen, I can't even imagine what you are feeling or what you're going through. Feeling, especially when you have that much faith in an afterlife, right? To say, how could this be? How could I not be dreaming? How could you not be coming to me in my dreams? And I'm going to say this. This is typically not how a soul starts out someone's reading.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is what you needed to hear. Does that make sense?
It does.
So know that your son says, Mom, I need you to say, to just let this go, because it's almost like I don't even know how to describe what he's showing me and how he's making me feel. Because I questioned the startling of the being woken up, like before I get to the actual visitation. And it's almost like your soul feels it and you know it. And it's almost like you're jumping for it before it actually happens, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
It's almost like you're not allowing it to happen. I don't know what that means, because I've never said that to someone before. So maybe it's something that before, when we go to bed, when we have our conversations with your son, that it's more of something of you're just thankful for the signs that you did receive that day. Fair enough, because your son just showed me that you do see the signs and symbols from him every day, and you're very grateful and thankful for that.
Yeah.
And just,
I just feel like when I ask to see him or like come in a dream or when I see something, because he was only 10. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm putting too much pressure on him.
I always say to people, you probably heard me say this at one of my live shows, you can't say to your loved ones, show me 10 red cardinals, 4 butterflies, and 10 double rainbows by Saturday, and I know it's you. If you're going to be that specific, then you have to be open to everything else around you. Now I understand why your son kept showing me the miracle with the star.
Right.
I love what your son validated is that he told me already that you feel his soul when you sleep. You feel it.
Yeah.
You feel as if someone is in the room. It's literally, you can feel something over you. Is that correct?
Yeah, especially one night I had where I could just sense something on me. That happened once, but it was, I think about it all the time.
And literally, he just had me do that motion of the soul right over here. Know that that is your son. Know that his soul is with you. And sometimes our grief or wanting too much or trying too hard, in a sense, that can affect things as well. Do you know that sometimes, Lauren, I find that people that come into a reading or an experience with no expectations have the best experience?
I know.
And yeah. But yet I also get and understand, but you know, because that's why people always ask, why do people that are so skeptical get, because they're not expecting anything.
Right? I'm expecting the world and everything.
But you know, and I'm just going to say this, and as you should.
Yeah.
There has to be a reason why he wanted me to say to you that you held him for his first and his last breath. I don't think people understand sometimes the power in a message. And it validates that your son says, because I was not afraid to die, Teresa. And I need my mom to know that I was not afraid.
Did he know?
He did not know.
Yeah.
He did not know. He literally just walked up to me and said, can you pick me up? And then died in my arms. That's my symbol for where there was no warning, no nothing. And it was just either like a collapsing or things just, he just died instantly. Did you do some type of foundation or fundraiser in memory of your son? Or do you have something in memory of him?
We didn't do a foundation or anything.
So was there money raised for him?
Someone donated a remembrance tile. But no. We didn't raise money or anything for him, no.
He showed me something. Well, is there some type of awareness to his death?
We tried to, yes.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Publicly or anything.
I don't care. That's even better if it's not public, because how would I know that?
Yeah.
You understand that? For me, a lot of times when a soul shows me a fundraiser or foundation, it's about awareness, because he showed me, and again, it's just my symbol, like when there's like a law being passed, like if a child like drowns or something and they want to bring up like boating or, you know, safety things before the summer. Like I'm just using this as an example of where a family tries to get like a law passed or something.
Part of his story was involved in a law. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. Whatever it is. And it validates that whatever it is that you were trying to do didn't come to fruition, or maybe not right now, whatever it may be, validating that his soul is with you and knowing what is going on. And more importantly, that no one will ever forget him, because that's one of your biggest things too. Is now I'm going to say this. First of all, your son's like an old soul, because I feel like I'm talking to a little old man. Is that the way he was here in the physical world?
He was really mature. Yeah, especially the last year. Yeah.
Very, very mature. Because he said to me, my mom has this fear that I will be forgotten. But more importantly, she feels that I need her to know that it was a freak thing that happened. Do you understand that?
Yeah. I don't know if I believe it.
First, he showed me my symbol for where let the justice be that my soul is at peace. And I said to him, okay, I know what that means. That's my symbol for when someone feels someone or something is responsible for their loved one's departure and they are not being held accountable.
Absolutely.
Or more importantly, held accountable to how we feel they should be. Now, I'm going to say this to you, Lauren. I don't feel that there is anything that anyone could be held accountable, especially connected to the loss of our loved one.
Right.
So your son is very private about this. Like he kind of like blocks me a little bit. So I don't know if it's something that's what is also fueling this with you.
Absolutely. There's a lot of anger.
Okay. I make what I do look very easy. It is not.
No.
It is the hardest thing that I have to do to say, do you think that was easy for me knowing that you lost your son? Your son showed me already that he passed tragically and unexpected.
Yeah.
And my symbol for when a soul says to me, let the justice be that my soul is at peace, that we feel that the passing either could have been prevented or someone is responsible. And I saw a couple of things. I saw like a lot of commotion and a lot of other things going on. But then he stops. And I said to him, why? So were there things that you wished you knew more about?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
He's giving me things in little pieces, Lauren. This is what, you know, little drips and drabs of little pieces. And he says, I don't want my mom to feel that if she knew more or knew what was going on, that this could have been prevented. Listen, I don't even know what happened, but he made me feel like, and from what he was showing me and making me feel like, I literally said to him, how could you say that? Whether if he's making me feel what you feel, you understand that? Because your son is showing me all of these symbols of when someone, because usually when a soul says, let the justice be that my soul is at peace, it's usually when they feel that someone is responsible for their loved one's departure, where they feel that their loved one was murdered.
Yes, you have it right.
Now, how would I ever think or imagine that this would happen to a 10-year-old?
Right, us either. I think that's why every day it's just like, I can't believe it happened. And I want someone to be accountable for it. And we weren't there where it took place. And that's so hard.
Right, because no one really knows the whole story.
Yeah, yeah. I think we know the whole story. There was only two other people present, and they were kids too. Mm-hmm. So.
And it was, I feel like it was a mixture of things. I don't know. Was there something going on where, because I your son made me feel backed in a corner. So I don't know, was he being bullied or was there something that was going on prior to this? Because what your son was doing, when a soul makes me feel like I'm backed in a corner.
Yeah.
It's my symbol for where that's the way someone felt and or they were being bullied or tormented.
He was not present in the room he passed away in.
Okay.
During whatever was going on. And I think when he walked in the room is when he was ambushed, okay. For lack of better terms, murdered, killed. Okay.
I keep asking him, why did you have me say that this was, have my mom look at it as a freak thing that happened?
I don't know. Probably because I have so much anger.
I asked him this. I asked him, why did you have me say that to your mom? And he made me feel like, and look, this is not justifying anything by any means, but it was almost like, I don't know if he's making me feel like that. I think that there's a difference when someone is, I'm going to go and we're going to murder this person. And then where we just go when we go to do something and then someone ends up dying. There's a difference.
Agreed. Perfect.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
So this is why I said to your son, he said, Teresa, I hope you understand why I had you say it in that order to my mom because of that.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was impulse.
And it wasn't that, we're going to go and we're going to kill him.
Right.
That was the result.
Correct.
Of a very foolish thing.
Yes, I accept that 100%.
And I'm going to say to you, that is a very, very hard thing to accept.
Yeah.
Why I am good at what I do is because I just say, even though it's very hard, what spirit wants me to say.
Yeah.
Because this has nothing to do with me. This has to do with your son giving you the ability to heal. There's something so incredible about your son. He looked at me and he's like, Teresa, I didn't even know them that well. They were my friends, but they weren't my friends. Is that correct? It wasn't like a hard.
Yes, but the other one was a family member.
I didn't feel like it was like his everyday go-to.
It was. One of them was. It was.
One of them was.
One of them was. Yeah.
Well, who was the instigator?
I think his go-to, his cousin.
Now I understand why it's so difficult for him. For him to say this. Do you understand that?
Yeah. The other one that was there was a bully, and we wouldn't allow our son to be with him for about 3 months.
Okay.
And it was just 4 days before the incident. We said, you can be around him. He's apologized as long as you're at my parents' house. And it was, yeah, that day that he okay. passed.
So I'm just going to say this to you, Lauren. Yeah. I do not know anything about your son. Fair enough. I don't know what kind of, I don't even know how you got on Hey Spirit. You left a message. You called the hotline.
That's all I did. Yeah. And you never been like his case or anything has never been
publicized
ever. Okay. Yeah. No.
So here is your son's precious soul.
Yeah.
How would I know about bullying? How would I know about that?
At all. You wouldn't.
I wouldn't. But do you see how even a message, because of which I understand 1,000%, but do you see how the anger is affecting to be even what he just had me say to you? I felt like one wasn't really a good friend. Yeah, wasn't my go-to. No. And then he made me feel instigator. The one kid that you did not want. Look, because again, when a soul says to me that they did everything that they could to protect me, even if you knew more.
Yeah.
Right? And he's showing me that my mom did everything that she could for me. To protect me, believed me, understood, always encouraged me to stand on my own and to be me.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And now we have this situation where you had faith in someone else, trusted. A lie. And your son said that the bullying, like, because I just said to him, I go, I want you to validate again that you weren't afraid. And he goes, well, you know, listen, he goes, you know, you're used to people bullying, you know, like people call, you know, but bullying was also different when we went to school. Right. You know, but that's how he's making me feel. It was like, I'm going to just say this to you also. I almost feel like he was blindsided because I don't know. This is what he's showing me. And I feel like I walk into a room and you ever see like in a movie when someone walks in a room and there are people hiding behind a door and then they close the door. And then I feel like I get hit on the back of the head or whatever, something. And then I pass out and then I'm unconscious and then I end up dying.
Yes, that's exactly how it happened.
I just said to him, I said, listen, I said, let's just get to giving your mom the peace that she deserves. And I said, maybe that's to show that you did not suffer to your death. And that is literally what he just showed me. And I'm going to repeat this. You did not leave a message on how your son died. What happened? Is that correct?
Correct. 100%.
So he literally just described what happened to a T. Is that correct?
Yeah.
How would I know that?
You wouldn't. I just feel like I'm thankful to have peace about it, but I'm more worried about his peace.
Oh, you know? Listen, he would not be doing what... Do you think that his soul is not at peace? Why do you think he had me say to you, let the justice be that my soul is at peace?
Because he's not with us, though.
I know, but his soul is still with you. Your son is doing an incredible job of strength. If your son's soul wasn't safe and at peace with God, he wouldn't be able to do what he's doing.
Yeah.
There's no way. Usually there'd be other soul. He's doing this solely on his own right now.
Yeah.
Usually, especially with children, they'll bring forward grandparents first. They'll bring forward uncles, other people that have died before them. Your son's soul is so strong. It's such an old soul. He's okay. Doing this all on his own.
I just worry about him being alone.
He's not. I see a grandfather, but it's more of like your husband's grandfather or your grandfather. Like I see like great, great. Like I feel like it's a generation of souls on the other side. Souls, and the reason also is because you feel because he didn't know them here in the physical world.
And I just want to know that God was with him when he passed so that he like wasn't afraid.
He wasn't.
Yeah.
He just showed. I don't know how more a soul could show. He literally just described exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Do you ask him, are they remorseful? And he said, yes.
Good.
I don't know if they show it, because he showed me like, I never had this before. I almost see like someone like being a little like abrasive or like a little cocky, you know, like that little, but you know, like some people are like that if they're really hurt or like shy or, and he makes me feel, but then he brings me into the soul and it's just shattered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. Now, who's 13? Was there someone 13 or would someone be 13? How do you connect with the number 13?
Not sure.
Okay. So remember the number 13. If you don't reconnect with the number 13 as far as like a favorite number or an age or the 13th of any month, I don't care who it can connect with. It can also then connect with the month of January and the month of March. But you'd have to be able to connect with both as far as birthdays, anniversaries. Anniversaries also consist of someone's departure.
No, I'll think about it.
Yeah. Don't, but yeah. I actually like when you can't connect with something right away.
Yeah.
Because then it validates when you do connect with it, the validation of your son and the strength of his soul.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So now let me ask you this. Do you have, why is this important? Are you Catholic?
Yes.
Because your son showed me a picture of him dressed like a first Holy Communion.
He got his first communion and confirmation the summer before he passed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I had to wait till I was like 14 to be confirmed. So,
I know. Our church changed it that year. So he did 2 years of school for both and then got both sacraments. So
I literally said to your son, I need you to validate that you are with God and that God came for your soul.
Yeah.
And he showed me a communion picture.
Cool. Okay. That was pretty. He was very proud of himself, as were we, because that was a lot of work. And he was young, so it was a big deal making him go to classes every week. And you know, I thought that was weird too when he passed, because I'm glad he got both of those. You know, he got as much as he could.
Whatever that is or means for you, there's no way I would know that.
No. Yeah.
Because what child, I don't think I've ever had a child bring up a communion picture before.
Yeah. Yeah. He was happy. Oh. Yeah.
Your son just said that you also hear him call your name. So when I hear Ma, that's just my symbol for we think we hear his voice.
Yeah.
Or we think we hear someone call our name. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm going to start believing it more because I always think it's just me.
Listen, I don't care what you believe at this point. Yeah. Do you hear it?
Yes.
Do you hear it?
Yes.
Know that that is your son's soul. Okay. Your son just told me you saw him. He just showed me twice. Did you see? So what he did is he put me in the hall when Spirit puts me in a long, narrow hallway and I see a shadow at the end of it. That's my symbol for we thought we saw something go by, whether from our peripheral vision or we thought we saw a shadow or we actually thought we saw something in a shadow in the house. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Know that that was your son's soul. He also told me that you just saw someone out in the store recently that either had the same jacket as him or same type of clothing as him.
Yeah.
And there was one time where you thought it was him.
Yeah.
And for that split second, you felt your son.
Yeah.
Know that that was real. Know that that was your son's soul. What I want you to do, Lauren, is for these next moments, I want you to take all of that anger and just put it aside for a moment. And I just want you to be able to feel your son's precious soul.
Yeah.
He literally had me close my eyes and I watched his soul hug you. And he said, Teresa, please help my mom feel my soul.
Yeah.
I said, she feels you. She feels you, honey. It's just the anger is just.
Yeah.
Blocking you from that.
It is.
So maybe we can start to allow and let go of the anger and love and honor ourselves more than the anger that we have connected to your son's departure.
Right.
And I understand how hard it can be where you're watching these boys, their children, go on with their lives.
Yes.
As if nothing happened.
Yeah.
And you have to wake up every day without your son.
Yes. Yeah.
He wants me to say this. He says, Mom, they did not intend to kill me. I know it doesn't make it right or justify what happened.
Yeah.
But I need you. I'm literally, I want you to know I'm arguing with him in my head saying, I can't say this. And your son was like, Teresa, it is not up to you. He said, it's up to me. When my mom feels that anger, I need her to remind herself that it was not an intent to really hurt me, let alone kill me.
I think they wanted to scare him.
1,000%. Your son looked at me and he said, Teresa, I was an easy target. He goes, you know why? Because I was a good kid.
Absolutely. Yes.
I cared about people.
Yes.
I was raised. My parents raised me to be yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. To be respectful.
He was and just to a treat good people boy. Yeah.
The way that I wanted to be treated.
Yeah.
And I did that. And you I did that.
Yes.
And they were just being mean. And just wanted to scare me. And it ended up killing me. And never thought in a million years that a stupid act, prank, whatever, would have caused my death.
Yeah. And just why?
But he just said, okay, what did he just have me say to you? Before you said why, he said to me, do you know why, Teresa? Because I was an easy target. And you literally, as soon as he finished, you said, but why? So maybe it's something where when we have all of that anger and we say why and we stop and we say, you know why? Because he was a good kid. But again, with to show that your son's soul shows on who he was here in the physical world, where he's like trying to show a different side of the coin. Does someone have a portrait of your son tattooed on him?
Yeah.
Are we going to get? Oh.
We both have a couple tattoos, but my husband has a portrait. Yeah.
Okay. I just asked him. I just said to him, I go, you need to validate that I'm interpreting this correctly. He showed me the portrait of him.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Again, your husband walked into the room, but he was wearing a hoodie, for God's sake. He walked in, he saw that it was me, and he was like, that lady's crazy. But how would I know that?
You wouldn't. Yeah, it's beautiful.
How would I know that he has a portrait, or and you as well?
Yeah.
Validating that I am interpreting everything correctly. This is not, I mean, I think that, and, you know, your son is just so remarkable and strong. And he's like, Teresa, he goes, I need you to stop. He says, I need you to be stronger than that. I said, I don't know how, I can't even imagine how you feel. And I feel like your son just made me feel it right in this moment.
Yeah. Just lost, like the best thing.
I don't even know what to do with it.
Well, you just know, like, the worst part, well, everything's worse, but just like knowing where your child is at all times. Mm-hmm. I know everything. And then that one day, just like, what do you mean he's not coming home? Like, where is he? Who's going to watch him? Who's going to hug him? Who's going to, you know?
You every day.
Yeah.
With your memories, with your soul, with your heart. Your son just showed me on how you, I'm going to just say this. I don't know how to, because your son has this remarkable way of moving me. Like he, and now I understand it. He literally took me and like, I felt like I was inside of you and I felt what it was like for you for this split second. And I literally could not hold it together.
No.
Then he went back to the flashback of the hospital. And he had me close my eyes and I could just see him in the bed and I can see you there. I see you there. And I see you. It's almost like I feel like he made me, he had me close my eyes, hugging myself. And it was almost like he's like, this is what my mom was doing as she was screaming. She closed her eyes and imagined her holding me. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay. How would I know that? He literally brought me back into that moment and he says, I need you to know, Mom, that I felt that. My soul felt that. It was you holding me. I felt it. And you felt me in that room because he made me feel like you kept insisting that he wasn't gone. Is that correct?
No, I knew he was gone. He passed at the house where it happened.
But it's, you have to understand, it's the feeling of the soul of that you could feel that he was still there.
Yeah, I still feel it today. Okay. You know.
But you have to understand that is the difference. What you're feeling is real.
Yeah.
And it is your son's soul. So when you said who was going to give him a hug.
Yeah.
Who is going to watch over him. You are every time you close your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please forgive me for saying this. But it is the anger that is keeping you from seeing your son.
I think so too. It's just hard thinking about him.
Was there something done in memory of him at the school?
No.
Okay. Was there something that we tried to or that they were going to do that didn't happen?
No.
Okay. He keeps telling me yes. So I don't know if something's going to happen or if there were talks about it.
Not at the school. There is like a memorial park. Yes. Where he has a tile in loving memory. And yeah.
Okay. So you have to understand when spirit brings me to a school and then they show me a playground.
Yeah.
That's my symbol for that there was something done in memory of someone at a school.
At a park. Yep.
Okay. For children. It's at a park.
Yes.
I will accept that. So you know how like my signs and symbols can have a different meaning for you.
Yep.
So it's validating knowing what was done in memory of him.
Okay.
That his soul had attended the unveiling of the stone. His soul was present.
Okay. Good.
He also said the way that you laid him to rest, he supports the decision.
Okay.
So sometimes a soul will show me that, like if someone had to cremate their loved one or if they had to lay them to rest in a way that they never thought that they would have laid to someone to rest in that manner. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he was cremated. Before he was cremated, we had just a small family viewing.
So know that he supports on how you chose to lay him to rest.
Okay.
What were you going to do with his cremains? Were you thinking of doing different things with it? Because this is what he showed me. And this is just my symbol to validate that. I don't know if we haven't decided or we're still, because he showed me buried. Then I saw on my mantle. Then I saw it in jewelry. And then I saw some in the backyard.
Yeah. So he's everywhere. So half of him is at the cemetery. And then kept half of him. And yeah, he's been dispersed to family members. And like we went on a trip and put some of him in the ocean. So we want to be able to put him, you know, where our fun places, and he's in our cars and he's in my wallet.
So validating for you, supporting the choice and decision. Okay. And more importantly, when you do all these things, his soul is with you.
Okay.
There is no better validation for that, Lauren.
Right.
That your son's soul is with you.
Right.
And more importantly, that his soul is at peace with God.
Yeah.
Because if he wasn't, he wouldn't be able to do this.
Right. Right.
So he also showed me, was there something about a pillow, or did you make something of his belongings, like in like a blanket or a pillow or a teddy bear, or we talked about it?
No. So on our bed, I sleep with his pillow. We have three of his blankets. I have an aunt that's making a quilt of his clothes, but we haven't gotten it yet.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Validating the pillow was very specific.
Yeah.
Validating, knowing what you sleep with, knowing what you're doing with his clothing, supporting the choices and decisions.
Yeah.
Again, if he wasn't at peace, he would not be able to do that. Did you just feel something on your left side?
No.
Or did you like feel a presence or something?
No.
I literally can see him right here. I literally just watched him right here, right on your cheek.
Yeah.
Sometimes the pain is just so unbearable.
Yeah.
That we're numb, that we can't feel. Because I usually don't see spirit, especially during, like sometimes I'll see like maybe a shadow or a thing, but I literally feel like I see his entire silhouette.
Whoa. Yeah.
And I keep seeing him and he's like literally like right behind you.
Good.
Validating that what you are. This is one of the moments, Lauren, where I want to say to you, okay, what is today? 1 year from today, I want to do another reading with
you. Yeah.
Because I feel at this point for you that you just needed this little bit so you can start to heal.
Yeah.
I feel like
the biggest thing, knowing he's safe.
I first of all cannot get over the communion picture. Can we talk about that for a
second?
What 10-year-old? and then to find out that he had and his confirmation at one time at 10.
Yeah. It was funny. He gets really like he's so outgoing, but he gets really shy too. And he didn't like his outfit that day, so he wore one of my white shirts, and then the second it was over, we had a party and it was like back to tank tops, but like receiving communion was such a big deal for him. And he did really good.
Because he's such
He did really good.
Yeah. Such an old soul.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful soul. Who surprised you about what they said, like about your son? Like I felt like, because he keeps showing me this thing of where someone spoke like at his wake or funeral and they said something, like we're talking, and they were saying things and you were like, oh my God, like, I love that. I didn't know that. Or that was so sweet that you spoke about him that way.
So my parents' neighbors at their cabin in Wisconsin came to his funeral and they had their own relationship with him than we did. And the mom spoke at our home after his funeral. And it was just special because it was a bond that we didn't know he had with her, but they had their own, you know, friendship.
How would I know that? I'm sorry if I keep saying that, but there is, because I just said to your son, I said, the main thing that your mom needs right now is that she needs to know that you are safe and at peace with God, that you're not afraid, and that you're not suffering. And he literally went like, he goes, I did that already, Teresa. And he like threw his hands up. I go, I know, but this is what your mom needs. I need something different. I need something. And then he's going, I told you about the tattoo. Remember how I said to you in the beginning when your son had me say, where's my dad? Yeah. Some people, this is not easy.
Yeah.
People could watch my show for years, be a big fan and follow me. But being on that other end of receiving that reading is not easy.
No.
It's very, very hard. And your son just said to me, my mom never thought in a million years after following you all these years that you ever thought that that would be.
No. Her. And I used to watch you together. He would watch you.
There's a reason for
that. I know. And I swear when it happened, I was like, just let me talk to Teresa and I know. Then I'll know that you had something to do with it.
And he had me say that one of the first things I said to you. These little unique things that I say in my speech, sometimes I feel make more of an impact than the actual message. Because it's not me, Lauren. It's your son. And I'm going to say this. So please journal that. Did you ever read my book, Good Grief?
No, but I will.
Yeah, Good Grief. And that might also help you with the journaling because that's a book. And I feel like it's something to carry you for the next maybe months. Maybe it is the year. Okay. I don't know. Maybe you'll read the first chapter and you might hate it. I don't know. But I feel like it's important that you take your son's advice today.
I will.
The guidance from your son. Because I feel like, and now I know why he kind of kept me kind of back a little bit, because he made me feel like too much wasn't going to help you. So what I love what he did is he's acknowledged your anger, which is I get, and acknowledging on what you need to start to do to start to heal. But to remember, if we let go of the anger, doesn't mean that we're letting go of him. And I think that was the most powerful thing that your son had me say to you today.
Just amazing that you share what you can do. It's amazing. Thank you. You don't have to do this. And it's so nice that you do. So it means a lot.
You know, well, what you just said to me, Lauren, means a lot to me because you're right. I don't have to do this. And it's not easy.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
But you, Lauren, you are why I do what I do. You, in a sense, are my idol, in a sense of where, how, I don't know how someone can go on after the loss of a child. And the strength that you show gives me the strength to do what I do. And it's a blessing and a beautiful gift from God that I have. And don't thank me, thank your son, because he's the one that did it. And, you know, I thank you for trusting me with the soul of your beautiful son.
I appreciate it so much. God bless you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Lauren Hoffman from Aurora, Colorado. Just his presence, Teresa named some specifics about like my husband's tattoo, just encountering a little bit how our son passed. It has never been, you know, broadcasted. It was never on the news. So those for sure, you know, told us that he was there and letting her know what happened. Her being able to verbalize our feelings definitely proved that she knows, you know, where we are in our grief and how we're feeling. It was a no-brainer. It was exact. She did mention something about a miracle baby. We are expecting a little girl
now. And I think maybe that's what she was hitting on. Now it's 12 years later. We didn't expect to get pregnant. Maybe that's what that was about. I guess the biggest takeaway, his soul is with us. He's seeing what's going on and how hard it is not having him here. You know, just peace of mind that he is here. Like, we believed in that before he passed away, but then when your child passes away that you never expect, you question everything. And that was one of the biggest things, because Jackson validated by showing Teresa his first communion, and he did get his confirmation before he passed. Hearing her say that that was his validation that, yes, he is with God, for lack of better terms, gave a little bit of peace of mind that, A, he's safe, B, he's not alone, and C, that I know we'll see him again. Hearing his voice, you know, him being with his new sister that will hopefully be born, you know, healthy. And I have a feeling that they have met. So I don't know. When she gets older, it'll be neat to see if she talks about him, because, of course, she will know him through us. I just think if you're questioning, I mean, any loss, but especially a tragic, unexpected loss where you're just left with chaos and nightmares and not knowing how to think or what to believe. You know, it wasn't exactly how it happened and the why, but the where he is now, that he's safe and, you know, someone's taking care of him too from the other side. But if you need that validation for like your inner soul to know that they're okay, then, I mean, Teresa's the only person that could do that. What a special gift she has. And if she only knew how deep she touches people and like what a difference it makes. Best day of my life. Because my son and I used to watch her show together. I mean, in my heart of hearts, I even said after he passed, like, if I ever get the opportunity or it happens, like, I know it's for real. Because it's Teresa Caputo. I can't thank her enough. And your whole team has been beyond caring and supportive. It's amazing. She sent me her book and autographed it with my name. So, I mean, just like all the personal touches, I wish I could, you know, give her back something that she gave to us, because it's amazing.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.